Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our introduction of our study to Joel 1:13 and 14, we were comparing God's chastisement of Christians with a parent spanking his child. Let's continue with that thought today. When a nation is given over to sinful pleasure, and it grows progressively worse, it begins to move away from the recognition of God in His holy and righteous morals and principles until finally it seeks from its seat of government to remove that which hindered their fleshly desires. If there must be a God who is holy instead of smiling at my fleshly desires and feelings, we must keep him in the homes of people who still adhere to him in that manner, not allowing them to affect society. Well, this type of nationwide disaster that happened to Israel will now call upon the preachers to lead the way and the people of God to follow. Now, the judgment has hit Israel very hard. God had sent the prophets, but the failure to respond to the spoken word and warnings brought God to the point of judging. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 8, we read this, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and he scourgeth." And by the way, let me just point out that word scourgeth means to flog with a whip. "He scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?" Now, he'll go on the next verse and tell us that if you're not chastened, and you've got sin in your life, you know it, and you're unrepentant, and you don't get chastened, to understand that you're not one of his. Now, let me ask a question. Have you parents spank, and you've taken the time of instructing of what to do and what not to do, and then they defy you and they have an attitude? Do you spank? Well, of course you do. But really, your heart wishes if only they had listened and heeded. And my friend, that's the heart of God. It's not God's desire to chasten his own. As a matter of fact, we read in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11, that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but the wicked should repent. And he says, "Turn ye, turn ye, turn ye." Three times there in that one verse, he tells them to turn from their wicked way. God said something here about the people, from the elders to parents, that they should hear this. The devastation is described in verses 9 through 12. Verse 13 is addressing the priest. Priests who serve in a manner that is like pastors today, of which we will say more in just a little bit. The importance of heeding the word of God and seeing the importance of the house of God in his sight stands out here. You see, it is the priest that should have been leading the way in naming sin. Now think of this. In Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, we read this. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. Today we see worldwide that governments are putting their heads together against the Holy God of heaven. Together, they're promoting things such as homosexual marriage. That's not just in America. You know, I find that interesting, though. Back in 1964, the Supreme Court kicked the Bible and prayer out of schools in America. And I was living then. I remember how angry people were. As a matter of fact, I was in high school at the time, and I remember our school said we would have a thought of the day, and they put students in charge of the thought of the day, and some of us who were Christians would stand up, and for our thought of the day, we'd read a Bible passage, and we'd say a prayer. Now, they didn't join in prayer. For an example, back in then, they would say the model prayer together that the Lord had instructed us to do. But we still had that. As a matter of fact, when I graduated from high school in 1967, my father preached there in our baccalaureate service. So we still had that. We still had the preaching of the word, and we also had the preaching even at graduation. And so that was soon chased out, but it did last for another 3 or 4 years after the decision was made. And now we've heard the stories of people deciding we're all going to sneeze at the same time, and someone says, God bless you, and then that's the way they get around them, saying, not mention the name of God. You know, well, I like to mention the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is our God and Savior. He's the great God and Savior, Titus chapter 2, verse 13 says. So homosexual marriage, though, is going, and we say, how did we get here? Well, again, I go back to 1964. Everybody got mad. We got upset. But you know what happened, or didn't happen, should I say? We have a system in our country that allows that if we can get 35 states to agree to an amendment to the Constitution, that becomes an amendment. I realize that could still happen again, that we could have 35 states agree to an amendment that describes marriage as between a man and a woman. Hey, we could even get prayer in the Bible back in school. We could have an amendment to the Constitution that does not allow for gender-neutral bathrooms. Now, maybe schools have changed, maybe education has changed since I was in school. I remember we were told about gender. You had a he, you had a she, and you had an it. Now, I don't know if they would be offended if they say they're gender neutral, if they put it over their bathroom as a sign. But, boy, I would vote if any school does that. I personally would vote against any requested tax increase for schooling. When your money is paying for things of that nature, and your money is paying for the very things that they have ingrained in the minds of these kids over several generations, you ought to be against it totally. Well, do you realize that we could have those things? It'd take about 35 states to do it, to have draft an amendment for the Constitution. A lot of people say, I hate amendments to the Constitution. I believe I understand why. But when you have a Supreme Court that abandons our founding fathers, our founding principles, abandons God, and turns to all matters of evil and unrighteousness, then it's time to move and have these things. But now let me just go on and say this, and this may be happening where you are. I had a couple people, I mentioned this in my church, and come tell me, oh, this is happening in New York City. This is happening in such and such a city. It's usually just big cities. But don't be surprised. If it's not happened by the time you listen to this, it may happen soon. That as men get out there in the summer and they've got their shirt off and they're mowing yards and they're working and doing heavy labor, that all of a sudden you're going to see these ladies, females, should I say, that will say, we have a right also to walk around without a top on. And so they will walk around without a top. They'll go topless. And, of course, that's just the height of moral degradation. You say that would never happen. Did you ever think homosexual marriage would happen? Did you ever think gender-neutral bathrooms would happen? You better wake up and smell the coffee. You know, I think of the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was given a chance to go back to Jerusalem. He knew that if he goes back to Jerusalem to answer for himself, that he'll get killed along the route going back. And so he says, I appeal unto Caesar. And he could do that because he was a Roman citizen. And I use that illustration to show that sometimes you do use the law because, hey, doesn't Romans 13 tell us that the powers that are there, that we're to obey them, but they're, these powers are of God. And so if God has given us a government and powers to do something, then we ought to do it. And I can see maybe getting amendments on these things would be one of the best ways to do that. And that's my opinion. And that was free, my friend. Now, we also see abortion. You know, my opinion, and I believe I speak for God on this, abortion is cold-blooded murder. And so, now, that's the one murder in America for which people do not get arrested. They even get praised. And we think our country is all right? The suppression of the Christian religion, while violent religions are free to express themselves and continue their violence. We have one man who tried to get the textbooks that our local schools used for history to get them changed because it had just one paragraph and it was not in a good light of America's and its Christian religion. But it had a few pages of how wonderful Islam was. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? It promotes that children are wards of the state. In other words, it takes a village to raise a child.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the blind.